We report on a more disturbing pattern in our politics. It's the persistence of political violence. Last weekend's apparent assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump is the second of its kind. Trump himself made a false claim last week that led to dozens of threats and forced the state police to deploy in Springfield, Ohio. And it all adds to a very long list of violent incidents. NPR's domestic extremism correspondent Odette Youssef joins us. Odette, this most recent incident seems to be yet another example that we're living maybe in an age of heightened political violence. I mean, is that actually the case?
Well, we've certainly been talking about growing political violence now for several years, You know, obviously, there have been these attempts, the attack on Paul Pelosi, January 6th, and even going back to 2017 with the Racist Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville. But there's another part of this that may not always come into focus right away, which bears, remembering, which is, the atmosphere of everyday political harassment, violence, and threats that has taken root in the U.S. We're hearing increasingly of threats against judges, election officers, and even people who do jobs like teach at schools or work at libraries, and there are many reasons for this, but I think chief among them is that political discourse in this country has put nearly everything into the so-called culture war paradigm. So even people just doing their regular apolitical jobs are getting caught up in it.
Has the U.S. gone through periods like this before?
It has, but I think the data seem to support this sense that we are in new waters, at least if we're looking back over the last few decades. I spoke with Gary LaFrie about this. He's a professor at the University of Maryland who's studied global terrorism. LaFrie says there was quite a bit of terrorism in the U.S. in the 70s, but that more or less died down in the following decades.
We had some years where we didn't have a single case that qualified for our database as terrorism in the United States in the 2000s. And then we start to see this uptick in about 2015, 2016.
So right around the time Trump became a presidential candidate. And we're talking about a trend that's been in the making for almost a decade now.
All right, so let's focus on these shootings apparently targeting Trump. In both cases, investigators have not clearly found a motivation. Of course, that could change. But how does that overall fit into what we're talking about?
Right. So many people are looking for evidence that the attacks were committed by people on the far right or on the far left. But so far, their backgrounds are showing a mix. And again, it's still early days, but terrorism experts say this kind of profile is actually increasingly common. Here's Colin Clark of the Sufan Group.
It's really individuals kind of picking and choosing different ideologies or pieces of ideologies that may not seem coherent to us. In fact, they're often contradictory. That's becoming increasingly common because of the kind of online milieus and different kind of subcultures that people exist in.
And what that means is we may not ever come to a satisfying understanding of what drove someone to commit this kind of violence.
So, Odette, I mean, we have 7 weeks, only 7 weeks until the election. I mean, how much of a concern is there about the possibility of further violence or worse violence?
It's very high. There's alarm over copycat incidents. There's alarm that attacks might target a wider range of high-profile figures. And there's considerable concern, that this period of heightened risk will continue beyond the election, regardless of who wins.
All right, that's NPR's Odette Youssef. Thank you, Odette.
Thank you.